CliffCentral.com.
Yo, what's up?
What's happening?
Oh, snap. I was waiting for the background track, but I don't know, Palace. You don't got it?
This is not the way we're going to start this one.
You know what I mean? All. Okay, well, no, I'll do it myself. I can't even do it.
Yeah, I can't do it. Okay, I've been toying around with the mic.
You playing around with the mic?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we're in a new environment.
We're in a very, very new environment, exciting environment.
Yeah,
of course,
I mean,
definitely.
First of all, it's No Borders on CliffCentral.com every Friday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Yes, as usual.
Broadcasting live.
From the Sexpo.
Yeah, man.
2017, and I know you really want to be here, so... Do yourself a favor and get on a bus, train, or walk and come down.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You're better off without any, like, formal, like, your own transport because traffic is crazy. One.
Exactly.
Two, there's the construction just outside. But, hey, just to let y'all know, that construction doesn't mean that there's nothing going on inside. The minute you pass those barriers, it is lit.
It is extremely lit. And they have liquor and liquor ladies.
We're right by the liquor stand and the car stand.
Exactly. We're in between all the good things. The only thing we need now is a couple of women, just like circling.
No, the only thing I need right now is a tab. Dory, make a plan.
That's not going to happen.
She's shaking her head.
I figured that from the beginning. Yeah, everything is going to be hard.
So you and I, Kef and Kamu, it's we're co-hosts. Right?
Yes, yes.
So when you have a third host, what do you call it? You?
I don't know. Like, what do you call it? Actually,
I don't. Let our third host, our third guest host,
yes,
introduce herself. I mean, you know, she doesn't need an introduction either.
Mm-hmm. No, she doesn't actually. No.
Mm-hmm. What's up, guys?
What's up, guys?
Good. How are you guys doing? Thank you so much for having me on the show at the Sexpo, guys. I feel like
you should feel good. No one else has had an opportunity to be interviewed.
Right?
At the
and
Sexpo.
I'm out here, and I'm, you know, it's mean? Just so convenient for me right now. Apparently, that's how Kamu feels.
Yes, yeah. Definitely.
Why?
Yeah. Well, look, I've been going through your Instagram.
Oh,
lately,
wow. So.
When I heard that we were doing this here, I just met her the weekend before, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, perfect person. She was in little booty shorts.
There you go.
A little tank top. I'm like, And you know, all of her, like, I've been following Gigi, like, we've been following each other on Twitter for a minute.
Yeah.
So I've been seeing all her posts. Everything about her photo shoots and her music is sexual. So I'm like, who better to have on the show? Gigi LeMayne, the one and only Gigi LeMayne.
Yeah. I mean, you got a song called
Gigi,
Ice
you
Cream.
Fit right in right now.
Wow.
And you could just start walking around and they'll probably think that you're working here.
I feel like I've just turned into some object. Yeah, but I get I guess that the central part to me is just me feeling like, as a female hip-hop artist, it's time for us to, like, embrace ourselves as females. It shouldn't be something that is unheard of for a female to feel like she can't embrace herself and feel beautiful about herself. So I think, for me, that's where it comes from. Not necessarily because I feel like there's anything wrong with it. Trying to get validation from anyone else is just the person I am. I'm just a very sensual being. So,
Are you a very sensual being or a sexual being?
Essential. It's essential, guys. My mom might be my mom.
Mama, you're gonna have to calm down because we're gonna have to ask all the hard questions today. Like, what's gonna happen?
She brought up a very valid point because I think it's a stereotype and it's pretty sexist. Not just sexist to women, but sexist to men as well.
Yeah.
Where everyone thinks when they think sex and music, they think women. Like, how many dudes be taking their tops off? And
you know what I'm
saying?
Yeah.
So I mean, the sexuality part goes both ways.
Like,
exactly. Dudes are very sexual. Mario's now. Who's new song?
Mario.
Mario.
Yeah, it's the one with
the
surfboard.
You know, Mario, Let Me Love You.
Yeah, with the surfboard.
Yeah, he's being sexual 24/7 in that video.
But I'd like to put a spin into the works with what you just said.
I hate the song, but
what happens in a situation like, obviously, like, I'm shooting myself in the foot here, but I just thought about it.
Yeah.
Where Kamu's shirtless. And I am also quite revealing, and a guy smacks my bum. A guy smacks my bum walking past, and that's labeled as sexual harassment. But then there are women screaming and touching you.
You know what I mean?
Is that not sexual?
Thank you very much.
Exactly.
Thank you very much.
Like,
that's so true.
Yeah,
I mean, we have the same problems, man. Like, you know, I'm trying to.
Are there girls who spank you?
Yes, a lot.
They love spanking the booty.
Every time I'm in the club, I'm trying to walk past. You know, just as you're trying to, you're trying to get to your
Gigi's
table.
Gigi's team was just looking at your booty when you were talking about booty. I saw that.
You see what I'm talking about?
Have you seen those sexual? Oh snap! those experiments, those social media experiments, where they, you know, where there's a chick, right, and she's following. She's like, oh come on, I just want to do you,
Yeah.
And then this other dude comes on like, yo, dog, go do this girl. Like, what's wrong? No, you're harassing me.
Yeah.
Do that to a chick right now, bro.
That's true.
I mean, it's crazy.
True. That's
and
true.
The only way we're gonna fight the battle of feminism.
Yeah.
Is if it becomes objective.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Let it not be double standards. Otherwise,
the
minute that they're double standards, dudes are always going to be like, get out of here. I mean, it takes away from the feminist fight.
Yeah,
true,
it does.
You know what I mean?
It does.
Yeah.
It needs to be that equilibrium.
Yeah.
But anyway, can we stop the serious talk and talk about what's around us right now, man?
Okay.
Gigi, let the people know.
Gigi, come on. Hold up. I had a rant.
Okay.
I gotta go. This is totally off topic.
This
has nothing to do with Sexpo.
About terrorism.
It is.
God.
So you know what? On Wednesday, this 56-year-old British dude turned Muslim. There's the whole terror attack in Westminster in London, right?
Yeah.
Terrible thing. Now, first and foremost, what I want to tell the West and all white people who are either colonizers or apartheidists, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, we still have a lot of anger and bitterness towards what happened, what has been done to African black people all over the world, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
From slavery to apartheid to colonialism, to neocolonialism, to what's going on now, to bringing us to your countries and then saying, we gotta leave. Where am I gonna go? You know what I mean? Like, where are all those black Americans gonna go? I mean, they've been there for a minute and now you're just shooting their sons in the middle of the streets. Now, what has happened to the black man is a terrible thing, and it's something that we're not just gonna forget, because the minute, you know what, we erect statues of roads in South Africa, and when we pull them down, they're like, why are you pulling them down?
Yeah.
Imagine if I erected a statue of Hitler.
Mm.
So it only suits you. So, you know, y'all can keep talking about the Holocaust and keep castigating. Germany still feels the effects of the Holocaust today.
Yeah.
But then when we want to talk about what we went through, it ain't about that.
You're crazy.
However, regardless of all the anger and bitterness and things that still need to be resolved, to my brothers and sisters, terrorism, violence does not beget violence.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What happened in England, in London, was it's terrible, man. And those are innocent people that you're killing. And at the same time, you might be killing your own brothers and sisters. A bomb doesn't discriminate between white or black or Asian.
I think
I totally agree with you, Kev. But you know me being the controversial individual.
This is the platform for controversy.
Of course, I mean, like, you know, we uncensor all our shit. We don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I mean, like, at the end of the day, like, it's reached that point whereby I feel a lot of people have only found violence as the only source of actually getting some sort of reaction.
Because everything else has failed.
Everything else has
negotiation,
actually failed.
And
it actually goes into a situation whereby, if you look at politics and how, I was looking at this video on Instagram, so funny, like, this dude is trying to give, like, one of these local councillors or mayors, like, one of those, like, wreaths, you know?
So
he gives him one, and then he gives him another one, and a slap.
I saw that.
And the caption is like, yo, this is what you do when you see a corrupt politician.
Yeah.
And there's so many people like that who are supposed to be in a position to actually create parity for us.
Uh-huh.
They're not doing that. And that's why you find people losing it and then ending up like exploding shit. This is not going to be the end.
It's the
beginning of like I've always said there's going to be a civil war in this country. And no one ever believes me. But the truth
is we're
headed in that direction. So I do understand, you know, like, I mean, I'm not one to actually condone violence. I'm not going to support a violent act in order to get a result.
I think what you were doing there, you weren't supporting it, but you were sort of explaining why it has come to violence.
What
I mean? Gigi, first of all, sorry to get you mixed up in this, but this is the most intellectual show in the world.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? No borders.
No borders.
You know, brothers, just be taking it further.
Yeah.
But I mean, these are issues that we tackle on the show, because a lot of the time, media, music, entertainment is taken as something that's just, you know, we're fickle people. You're fickle minded.
Yeah, exactly,
you know,
like
we ain't educated. I know, Gigi, when did you graduate? You graduated last year?
Yeah, I did.
You know what I mean? So, you know, we got, you know, people who got degrees who are in this industry. You know what I mean? So what?
Exactly.
Don't expect our content to just be about booty shaking. Although
we love the booty.
But I mean, everything that's occurring in our societies today. And what happened at Westminster is terrible, Kamu. But I mean, you know, that it's going to be talked about.
Yeah.
Fortunately, it wasn't a black man, because yo.
If it was a black man, oh my God. It was going to be like the Lamborghini situation. Like, wow.
I feel like that guy needs to just sue. He needs to sue for everything.
Like,
man.
He bought that Lamborghini like a year ago.
Two years ago, dog.
It's 112 weeks if you go up on his Instagram timeline that he posted the Lamborghini. So the cops have got no answers, because I know the guys who did it.
I mean, wait, then did you see the video of this dude called Cashflow?
No, I haven't seen that one.
Damn. So this dude is sitting at a table, right?
Yeah.
And then so like he got Louis Vuitton, like three Louis Vuitton bags.
Okay, full
and
of cash.
And then the camera's coming slowly towards him. Then there's a keys to Ferrari.
Yeah.
He's got about 20K and 200 Rand notes.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's got his wallet and stuff. Then he's like, you know what? You don't just buy Louis Vuitton bags.
Yeah.
It's about what you put in them.
He opens up the bag.
And then all the money. then he picks up a bundle, and then as he's dropping it, he's like, "What's my name?" And then they play that DJ Khaled.
Yeah,
DJ Cash Flow. He's like, "What's my name?" I'm like, "This brother, though."
No, man. But you see, I think that's a very ignorant way in which
that is
our brothers are actually trying to express their levels of riches and wealth. It's very sad that today people use platforms like Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook to post about money that they have in that sort of way. I mean, if you're working hard, you're hustling hard, regardless of how you do it, I've always been the number one supporter of a person who gets cash.
Word.
But with the way things are going right now, and thinking honestly about how people are dealing with the socioeconomic pressures.
Thank you very much.
Have,
you know what I mean?
Why do I need to go on Instagram? How do you inspire me by having Louis Vuitton bags full of money and songs being played in the background and stuff like that? Where are you going to take some of that cash? So clearly you don't need to use it for anything.
And it's also stupid because you're calling SARS upon yourself, my nigga.
Like, I was going to say that. Yeah. But what happens when the common discourse and whatever you do is about that? Yeah. For instance, you know, like with hip-hop, it's a bit difficult to take sides when it comes to something like that. Some people would say,
because most of your homies are listening right now and they're about that life.
So I was just like, I'm not the type. I've never
She's 12 million up.
I don't know what they're talking about. There was no 5 million given. But basically what I'm saying is, like, within hip hop there's a discourse, and I think you decide who you want to be. You can be an Eminem who inspires in one way, you could be a Hov who inspires in another, or you could be, believe it or not, some people look up to Ricky Rick and I'm not Ricky Rick, Rick Ross and everything he's done. Even Ricky, with the whole Houdini discourse thing that he started, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like different artists communicate differently with different fans, you know?
Yeah,
a Gigi would rather listen to a Hov or, you know, copy how he dresses, just like a jean and a t-shirt or his style.
Yeah, yeah.
But somebody who doesn't, somebody who's not used to the money would
really?
Find that. Yeah, would
are
find,
you actually gonna hit on her at the same time?
No,
you should be worried about the ladies next year.
So we're gonna be all right.
Smack that booty, girl.
I'm sure one of the dudes is actually listening. He's like, "Yo, man." We were at Taboo. It's actually Taku. Yeah.
No, don't do it.
We're at Taboo, right? And he's like, "Yo, Gigi looks like my ex, dog."
Oh,
yeah. Oh, God, Gigi looks like
what?
My ex.
No.
And then he's like, the whole night was just Gigi. I'm like, "Hey, dog, can you chill?"
I know, no. Taboo was a bit of a mess, hey? I remember
Taboo,
a lot of things.
Taboo's
but
consistently a mess this time.
Right?
Wow. Like,
yeah, shout out to DJ Capital.
Yeah, man,
that was awesome.
Chris as well, man, for just establishing a whole entire, like, you know, network of smashing people's money every weekend, man. That's crazy.
Did you hear about the guy who, like, spent $500,000 at Taboo?
That's the guy who spent $500,000 after the guy who spent $600,000.
Wait, so.
Oh, shit.
I heard about the dude. I didn't hear about the dude who spent the $500,000. I heard about the waiter who got a $50,000.
Yeah, that's the same guy. That's the same guy. That's the same guy. 10%
for $50,000. Yeah. So I'm like, yo, my nigga, you were the person I'm looking for. Right? Yeah, yeah, I mean, let's hit Tembiso Alex or something.
I love the fact that you raised that because it goes back to exactly your thing you're talking about, like, with cash flow and them.
Yeah.
I'm like, where does it sit well with the people? Okay, fine. Let's assume. Okay, knowing our society and the way it is now. Everything's about money. But how does it sit with you? Let's say for now, you're a recording artist. You're trying to get your career somewhere.
Yeah.
$500,000 can do a lot for you right now.
You know what I mean?
But this nigga just spent that on liquor.
Yeah, how does that feel?
Well,
no,
somebody
how did it feel to Gigi?
Yeah.
Prima Bala Noise. When that money for the videos was still coming out of your pockets, you know what I mean? When everything was just a constant grind and you went to your mom's like, "Hey, mom's, remember that 5K that you know what I mean?"
Before the millions.
Guys, reality is that, and I'm from a very, like, hectic talk. I don't know if you guys know Refilwe Ramakgase. He was the founder of Dream Team SA, Kuli Chana.
He said something
so real to me about the fact that it's not that the world is always against you. Sometimes it's just people looking out for themselves.
Yeah, 100%.
And because we live in such a liberal society, I know we think that situations around people should baby us, but the reality is we have to grind for ourselves. Like, nobody really cares that Gigi doesn't have money for a video. You kind of have to get up and do it yourself.
You know who said the same thing?
Yeah.
Another female on our show?
Oh, yeah.
Nadia.
Nobody cares.
Nobody. But you know what? For me, it's not just about somebody caring.
Yeah.
In my head, it's also about being smart.
Mm.
That's why you have Silicon Valley. That's the whole reason why Silicon Valley opened up.
Yeah.
They were like, "We got Tatama chance, Tatama millions." I just had to use that line, even though it doesn't make sense right now. I just need to use it. But he's like, okay, so it's a multi-millionaire billionaire sitting at home with all that money, and he's thinking, how do I make more money from my money? Yeah. He's not going to make more money by spending $500,000 in a bar. Mm. He's going to look for Gigi and say, you got a proper plan? Let me see your plan.
That
look at
true.
Your plan.
So
it's an investment. He's not giving you anything.
So I'm going to hit you with it. What happened with Mabala Noise? Is that not the same thing? He could have gone and bought a Lamborghini. He could have gone and done all the stuff.
But he already has that stuff.
We didn't bring it up.
He already has it.
Gigi brought it up, right?
Yeah.
So we're going to get into it.
Let's get into it. Reggie's already got too many things. He's got everything.
What do you mean?
Let's not even sidetrack from the actual issue here. Yeah.
So is that not a form of CSI? I'm just saying, like, is that not a form of giving back?
It's a form of investment.
Okay, investment.
Yeah, there's no CSI. Yeah.
So what's wrong with it?
I mean, there's nothing wrong with investment, because if I'm going to put money in, I expect money back.
Right, yeah.
That's a done deal. That's business 101.
Done.
That's why Reggie wants his 12 mil.
So what's Ricky's issue? Why did Ricky leave? I just saw tweets.
Ricky cannot leave. That's what people don't understand. Ricky left from a Twitter point of view.
Where's Ricky going?
He can't go nowhere.
He got a contract.
Artists sitting at Mabala like, where's Ricky going?
Exactly.
Ricky's not going anywhere.
He got 3 albums.
None of us are going anywhere.
He got 3 albums.
Oh, yeah.
He got 12 million that he used to pay back through his 360 deal. So it's crazy, man.
I never said none.
You didn't have to, man. We know this.
I never said none.
Look, you can't be out here with a 363. You in Cotton, you got an SLS.
Yeah.
You got a banging new crib. And all of a sudden, you want to leave the label, my nigga, you ain't going nowhere. You staying there, dog. We waiting for the 3 albums, man. Shout out to Ricky, shout out to Squix, shout out to Reggie, man. Shout out to Flabber, shout out to the whole family.
I feel like you know us.
Yeah, because I put some money down. You know?
Oh,
it's nothing.
Shareholders.
It's nothing. Ricky got my million.
Shareholders.
Hey, Gigi, how much you get?
I didn't get anything.
You need to check your text. You might just see my name at the bottom, you know?
Oh.
Yeah. That's like the
subsidiary. Now I'm just thinking about that. Yes, Miss Cassie. No, but... Everybody's deal was different.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Trust me, everybody's deal was different.
Yeah.
And I think Ricky got a lot.
Oh.
It's just strange that he's even actually believing, you know what I'm saying? Where you going? You staying right here.
I'm sure when you saw the tweet, you're like, this nigga.
I was like,
let's exchange deals, man.
I bet most of the artists are just like, wait, is he complaining?
It's like MT saying he's leaving Ambitious. He gets in his A45 AMG 2016, like, I ain't got vibe.
MT can't leave Ambitious. If he leaves Ambitious, they're taking the car, they're taking the house, and his son.
You know, it's crazy you say that, because I was with them like a couple of weeks back. We just, like, MT is the coolest, and I can understand why MT has no problem with Ambitious. He's that type of dude, like, yo, man, I came from jack shit, and now I got
look
some
look at me
shit.
Now, though, you know what
so,
I mean?
I don't know what all these other people are hollering about, videos and advances and shit. Nigga, I'm good. So whenever you niggas have a problem, talk to that nigga.
That's him.
And I think the biggest problem is that people don't see the major investment. And the major investment isn't the money.
No.
Because Mabala will get their money back. Ambitious will get the money back.
Yeah.
They cannot take your brand away from you.
No, they can't.
You know what I mean? Because you're a brand now. That's a done deal.
I'm so happy you said that. And it's something that's very important that needs to be communicated to a lot of the artists. That, look, regardless of how you feel about the deal or the way things are going, if someone is investing time into improving your image
and
your brand and the way it's communicated out there, that's what you take away
you
from
know what
it.
I mean?
You see, A-Reach and them left too early. What's the other crew? What do they call them?
Fifi and them.
What do they call them, the niggas?
Benchmark.
The light skin and the beard nigga. What do they call
Benchmark.
Them?
Benchmark, yeah.
Light skin and the beard nigga. Light skin niggas, all right. Don't know about the beard niggas. Something going on. But yeah, like... But, like, it's all love. But, like, you can't leave the label when the label is still putting money into building your brand.
I will take this back to July 2016 when we started at CliffCentral.com.
Yeah.
And when we were pitching to Gareth and Rena and saying why we should be here is because we're a combination, both of us, not that one of us is. Both of us as individuals are a combination of both entertainment and education.
Yeah.
That's what's lacking in the entertainment industry. The brains. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Someone to be like, hey, my nigga, you know what? You got this good. And don't forget, your deal is probably 5 years.
Mm.
Maximize those 5 years and then
leave.
I know
somebody with 8, just saying.
Oh, snap.
He gonna die.
Yeah, man, if you was how you gonna sign an 8-year deal though?
Why wouldn't you? I mean, let's be perfectly honest.
8 years is too much, come on.
Gigi, I want you to be very honest.
Ain't nobody signed 8-year deals.
If you've been around like upcoming artists or artists at their bottom base level, you know that they're not doing well at all. Especially when the shows are kind of slow and they don't have that industry love immediately. You know, there's some artists that come into the game and the media just automatically loves them. Look at Nasty C.
Yeah.
Nasty C had absolutely nothing but charisma and talent. So when he came in the game just was like, we want you, we can brand you, we can package you.
Yeah, but I heard Nasty been firing everybody.
No, well, he just fired his manager and his DJ.
Assad gone.
Assad is gone.
That's why Assad don't pick up my calls no
Zion
more.
Zion is gone as well. But I mean, like,
who's Assad?
Assad was his DJ.
The DJ.
Oh, that guy.
Final Kid.
Another guy. He's gone.
Final Kid is out.
And where's it gone to?
And he just dropped the video for NDA. And if you see the title, it's just Nasty C NDA. But in the beginning, it was Final Kid featuring Nasty C NDA. Very funny stuff going on in the game right now.
Yo, that is so, so sad. But, you know what? Mabala, we need to... I didn't even know that. Now that you guys said, last week, Saturday, he wasn't there.
There's a lot of things changing. I mean, like, I've got some inside information on a lot of people that are about to swap roles. A lot of companies are about to merge underground. A lot of things are about to happen in the music industry. And that's why you see a lot of these weird happenings, because something is happening behind closed doors. I mean, you're focusing on your career right now. Your Gigi Goes Gold campaign, My Ugly Boy single, that type of thing. But in the boardroom, that's where the hustle is at. That's why next week you could be like, man, fuck Mabala.
That's true.
And we'll be like, Gigi, and then, because there's decisions that are being made. Don't forget, these labels that have come together now, this is the first time in South African history that this amount of money has been invested
in hip-hop, you know what I mean?
Not even just hip-hop, dog, in existing talent as well as upcoming talent.
Yeah.
And this has just increased the roster by 4 artists.
Who?
They got La Sauce, they got the other 2 cats that they just put on now, and they got a 4th girl that's coming in this week. Cannot say her name. Because
do we know her?
You're about to.
Is she a rapper or a singer?
She's a rapper slash singer, and she's a producer as well. And the girl is extremely lit.
Oh, like lit?
Yeah, but she's about to really hurt somebody. But anyway, that's...
So they replace Fifi with her?
Snap.
No, that's how we're going to take it. Also, that's what we do now. Like, female rappers replace each other.
If you're going to say someone got replaced, then I guess La Sauce kind of replaces Fifi.
But La Sauce doesn't rap. She sings.
I know, but then at the same time, so does Fifi.
Fifi raps and sings. That girl raps and sings and produces.
But anybody can rap anytime. I'm sure La Sauce can put together like 8
parts. That new girl coming in is going to get the heat from Black Twitter. She's going to get the heat from Black Twitter. How dare you take Fifi Cooper's contract and feel like that's right?
Cooper took her own contract.
I don't even know why Fifi left, though.
Shout out to you guys, by the way, I know you guys were the first to get the scoop on that. That was lit.
I just want my money back. I'm Fifi Cooper, and so many people look up to me. Then after that, I'm like, where's my money? Like 2015. Shout out to Fifi Cooper. I love you.
Yeah, bro. Fifi crazy, man. She's just one of
Fifi, don't brother, respond
man.
To my text, no one. No one.
She's just one of the grab dogs. She's like, yo, man. Like, yo, dog.
Yo, she spoke, eh? Them other guys were shook, but she spoke, eh? She was like, yo, Fifi had the juice. For that, we need to ask her for the voice note. Where's the voice note?
Where
the voice note?
I think she gave the juice to the rest of the clique to be like, yo. Because everybody's always gassed up on the weed and the scissor.
And the scissor. They always, like, toasted
so
for days, though.
I think, like, Fifi just came there one day and, like, started throwing shit out of the studio.
Yeah.
Niggas weed. Niggas go deep. And they're like, ah. Oh, and then my jam. Like, y'all niggas.
Y'all niggas need to listen to me. There's no money here. Everything is about empty. Hey, Fifi Cooper. Hey.
Crazy, wait, man. Gigi, if this whole music thing don't work out in 5 to 10 years, you can get into comedy, homie. We'll introduce you to Trevor Noah.
For your next album, I suggest what you should do is actually put in a couple of skits. You must do a couple of skits for yourself, and we can come and help you out do that, you know?
Okay, thank you so much.
Do a couple of skits, and we can all pretend to be somebody that we're not, and we can make a really pop off. So now, going back to you, Gigi.
Yeah. Ooh, hello. Hello.
So we got Naked White.
Ladies, do you see
around.
That?
So,
naked dude.
It's a very like, you know, discerning situation. I think we need to make a complaint.
I hate these gym going niggas.
This nigga don't go to the gym.
Oh, these gym going niggas.
You can tell he goes to the hair salon more than he goes to the gym.
Oh, damn.
Never been to the gym.
I don't go to either.
Sorry, everybody. I mean, we're just trying to fill you in on what's happening around at the Sexpo. We got Gigi LeMay on the show today. Very exciting. Gigi's probably been the surprise package of the year.
Because,
we knew you, like, you know, you knew you were dope. Like, you know, you're a cool person, whatever. But we didn't know thought you were this dope.
Yeah.
Like,
what do you mean?
I just thought
we haven't hung out.
Like, cause like you talk about ice cream and you be touching yourself and shit.
Like,
so I'm like,
don't listen to him.
Yeah. So like all of your videos, like the last time when you were shooting the video with Scooby Nero, and then like, everything is bent down, touch me, feel me. I'm like,
and nobody touched me, and I didn't touch nor feel myself once.
No, we wanted to touch you, but we want about
come
that.
Come on. Can we talk about...
We had the sex ball. We got to express ourselves.
Express ourselves.
It's about touching
the I'm about to tell my girls.
What happened with you? There's a time when you went on that Twitter rant. What did this dude do? Dudes cheat. Homie, like, come on now.
No, it was the way you cheat. It was the way you cheat. You disrespectful nigger. You disrespectful.
So you
don't let me walk in on you at the Summers, same freaking hotel, coming to check up on you, and you checking up on something else.
Oh, like,
you know what I'm saying? Okay. And I did the whole room service. I felt so Faith Evans.
Exactly.
You know, like,
I heard the story.
And I kicked it off. Yo, get out. No. And then he told that girl to leave. Who's this? This is my girlfriend. And she left. And it was so much drama, guys. Back to the airport. I was crying listening to Beyonce Lemonade. And I was just like, I'm tired.
But that was a very funny situation, because when I was reading the rants, I was like, yo, this nigga must have really fucked up.
You don't understand. And it was more than once. And then, as usual, everybody sees you being the fool, and you're the last person to find out. And they're like,
yeah. And then your people know you. They're like, yo, man, we couldn't really tell you.
That's
not really people's space to be telling you that.
Because I feel like next thing I'm the snitch, right?
Yeah. No, and then y'all get back together again.
Okay, don't worry.
Kev
is a victim of snitching. So
hey, you have no idea.
Also, people snitch on you.
He doesn't take kindly to people being caught doing nasty things. You know what I'm saying?
So he's like, yo,
somebody must have talked to you. Who was talking to him,
man? I don't know what you're talking about, because when Gigi, I wasn't even sad for Gigi. I was like, Gigi, you see, this is an epiphany. You need to start picking up my calls or reply. You know what I mean?
I was like, yo, niggas need to hop in the DM real quick.
Gigi's real quick. Because
I'm thinking like, yo, you know what's really cool right now? It's like, I love the way that South Africa has gone back to the original route of keeping things popping in the industry by getting people together.
Yeah,
if you want to blow up, dog, you need to start dating a Gigi or somebody.
That's what I'm about to do.
Anybody going to know you.
What?
It could be a 3-month fake relationship.
And you got to hit them.
What?
It can't be fake, man. You gotta hit it real hard.
What?
Of course, I'll hit it. Relations can be fake.
But when you do, she gotta go on Instagram and say that nigga was all up in it.
Let's go to them award ceremony together. I'll take you to Zanzibar for no reason. You know what I mean?
I swear, I don't see any way that we're gonna blow up past any level. You get to a certain level, you plateau. I think AKA plateau when he was with DJ Zintler, because Zintler's not out there. She's very. Oh, it's just Cynthia charging $20,000 to play house music. So with him,
AK
is like, nah, man. I had to get my color there. Somebody was popping out here because, they go the crazy ones. Uncle B, where you go?
Okay,
I'm with the less. Come on out.
If that's the example you're going to use, then I'm going to end up dating Danielle.
That would work.
Huranaka.
Yeah. She might kill me, though.
No.
For real.
Danielle.
Remember when Danielle was still at Tech Central just across from us?
Yeah.
I used to see her every now and then. She'd give me that eye. I think she likes that, you know, Ben 10 kind of thing.
I don't think you'd be a Ben 10.
And Danielle's kind of small. She likes guys with beards. I would smack that booty around her.
Yeah, exactly. You see, that shit didn't work for my nigga Blackless. Shout out to my nigga Blackless, man. It's crazy. But that didn't work out. I'm talking about, like, looking legitimately how, since Keenan has been with Bonang, every time he produces something new or releases something new, it has a lot more class, a lot more appeal, and everybody just wants to
put their hands on it. When you say class, fuck everything else, just class. The World Is Yours is the best hip-hop album to come out of this country ever. It's single, Also, I said albums are single. And it'll go down in history. Maybe not go down in history, but it will.
No, I agree.
It's everlasting. You know what I mean? I'm going to listen to that jam 6 years from now and be like, hey, man, remember when I was still trying to hit on Gigi?
Yeah.
Snap, that booty got away, man. The world is yours, though.
Like, I'm telling you, I swear, like, I love the fact that you picked that particular song, because if you look at the visuals of the single, he took it, like, he's totally morphed into a entire pop artist.
Yeah,
he understands the business now.
Exactly. Yeah.
So it's not about going home and having a nice woman who cooks you dinner and says, oh, you know, let me rub your feet. Nice. It's about getting home, and if you just post one picture with this honey, you got like 30,000 retweets and blah, blah. People are commenting like, you know,
I don't know how I feel about this now.
No, it's crazy. I'm just saying, like, I mean, that's how it is, man. That's exactly how it is. You got to look at it
business.
For the real.
Remember when Deleuze was on the show and we're like, oh, how does your lady feel about, you know, you getting home late nights, blah, 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 blah. It's like, well, if she got beef with it, then she ain't an industry chick.
She's not hip-hop, man. She doesn't understand it.
And we're not saying all girls in the streets need to be like, what
I'm saying, Gigi, you need to find a man that looks solid, like hard. You got a hard man around you now? You got a hard looking dude around you, huh? You gotta,
That's you guys for bringing me.
It's
amazing.
I'm not going to gym, Gigi.
You got an ex-driving nigga. Who you seeing, Gigi? Let us sit on your love life a little bit. Who you seeing?
Nothing.
Nobody?
Nobody.
Oh, this is crazy, dog. This is out
of me and all these Mabala things.
Oh, but you see the beauty about it? She got money now.
What?
Best time to get in. Like, she can solve a couple of our own problems.
Can you do the rest of the show by yourself? I'm going to just take her to coffee.
I'm going to let you do it. I'm going to even have a problem with it. Like.
Hey, yo, Cam. Yeah. Gigi got to leave. She got it at 2 o'clock.
Okay, dope.
So we're going to take a quick commercial break. You know, it's KF Kamu, Gigi LeMaine, our guest host, CliffCentral.com.
Oh, so she's going right now?
Yeah. The show is No Borders.
You guys make me nervous.
You guys said that like off
air. You guys make me so nervous. Help me.
Gigi.
Help.
Thank you so much. We love you.
Thank you so much for having me.
What time?
Gigi LeMaine.
Was really good.
She just left us.
She actually just did it. That was actually quite sad.
What's the best song to sing right now? A sad love song. What's that last song in Titanic when that dude is dying for no reason in the water?
The Celine Dion one.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
What's that song? That song at the end of Titanic when the dude is drowning.
I don't know.
Oh, come on, guys. Does no one remember that song? Are we that young?
Are we that old?
If we're old, we'll remember it.
No, but if we're old, that means we can't remember it.
Okay. Like dementia?
It's actually reaching that stage because this is a song that shaped...
That's a classic, bro.
It shaped a lot of our love lives. I remember, like growing up, I used to use some of the lyrics on that.
Guys, I'm really tripping because there's not going to be a show right now if I don't remember it.
Actually, what
she's Googling it.
Google it. Celine Dion singing...
The song where when he's dying.
Yeah. Yes, hey, happy God, that's
Greg!
Greg in the building.
It took the married man. Only the married man.
So
the married white man.
My heart will go on. Have you ever used it at home, Greg? We back in this CliffCentral.com, uncensored, on radio, on everything else that you think Metro and all the other rubbish places are. We online and we are live and up. It's myself, Kamu Piri, and KF in the building. It's a Friday, so we're probably going to end up at the bottom of a bottle of something at the end of the night. But we're on the show.
Yeah, man, the show is No Borders. We're broadcasting live from Sexpo. It's crazy. I can see dildos and...
This is the reason why
I'm gonna look for that fake vagina.
But this is the reason why we got involved with the white organization. We get to do things that other radio jocks couldn't do.
I was telling people, like, okay, fine. All these other radio stations, right? They'll probably do pop bottles and stuff. We'll do Sexpo. We have a deal with Stir Kanko. You know when you just invite your people for free popcorn and to watch a movie that hasn't even been released yet?
You know what I'm saying?
And then at the end of the movie, you ought to be like, so don't spoil it for everyone else because you're the first people in the world to kind of watch this. So don't say anything on Facebook. And we're just there like, and we take it like for granted. Like, oh, yeah, it ain't much. You know what I mean?
I kind of saw the looks of envy with everyone. I was telling everybody when I was leaving, like, yo, man, I'm just going to go to work right now. Like, looking outside. Like, oh, where you going, man? I'm going to go to Cliff, Oh, okay, cool. Oh, but we broadcasting from Sexpo. So, what? Oh, for real, man? What time are you coming back? Because you can't stay there for long.
For long, yeah. Why can't I stay there for long?
I can do whatever the hell I want. I'm a grown-ass man.
Exactly.
Nah, man, because we got stuff to do back here.
You know what I mean?
We couldn't do this stuff Monday to Thursday.
So what you talking about? Let me do me, my G.
It's actually a very dope opportunity.
So Palissa says she saw the fake vagina. Palissa, did you see it? Where?
That side. I saw it.
Yeah. Did you touch it?
I touched it.
Does it feel like a vagina?
It does.
Oh, my God. And then you just saw it. Palissa,
you're not the smartest person in the world. You just got sucked into this by Kev. Did you hear that? Like, yes, it touched me like a vagina. When have you been touching a vagina before?
I own one.
Hey!
Oh, so you touch your own?
Well, she has to clean it.
I clean it.
Oh, okay. How do you clean it?
Can you see the way Dory's looking at you?
It's not me.
Dory's like...
this thing started over here, Dory.
Wait, it didn't start with me.
This thing started over here. I was happy talking about continental issues.
This is continental issues. Yeah. What continental issues? Okay, Dory's like, she gotta get her stuff.
She got
it. We're in trouble.
I believe the show is called No Borders, not No Boundaries.
You see, what we need to do is that, you just giving us a...
Oh, that's a low blow.
We're going for a name change. Look out for that. You see, we should have thought that at the beginning.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
It's straight from Zip Comedy, this is all the way to No Boundaries.
No Boundaries.
But yes, okay, so.
Oh, it's that.
A fake vagina was spotted at the Sex Expo.
Yeah.
Palliser
okay,
cleans
no, but
hers,
I want to ask, yeah, anyway, ask Palliser as a woman, because we don't feel uncomfortable seeing this stuff.
No,
do you
not.
Feel uncomfortable
yes.
in this environment?
Yes.
But, I mean, but isn't that the whole point of Sex Expo, to make it more, you know, like.
Interesting and, like, no, you know, interactive?
To open up the space for women to be able to talk about sex.
Like, I think for everybody to be
like,
very.
Do you know, like every time I've noticed one thing, so the Love Land right yeah. behind you right now, yeah. and I don't know why I'm whispering because I'm on radio, people can hear me either way.
Yeah.
But anyway, right behind you, like every woman who goes there are certain dudes who are just like, oh my God, what is she doing? She's touching those dildos.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't seen a black woman go in that stand yet.
But can I ask
there
you a
two
question?
Two black girls who walked past
yeah.
and looked very intently.
Yeah.
Then turned around and walked very intently, looked very intently as they walked in, but I knew they wanted to get in.
Can I ask you a
but
question?
But they couldn't.
What's been your most intense sexual experience in terms of, like, not necessarily with a black or white lady or Indian or whatever color you could possibly be, but, like, how do you feel if you walk into a room or you're having sex with somebody and she whips out, like, some big-ass strap on and she's, like, she's trying to go inside you?
Okay, that's extreme, dog. Like, come on.
I'm just talking like, about...
come on. Like, I thought you were going to say she whipped out a dildo and said, watch me.
Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Okay, have you had that happen with you?
Why are you asking me this on radio? There's a special somebody who I just started talking to who's going to be listening. I can't say things like that.
But she needs to know that you come from that grind, man. You come from that goofy sex. Man. So when you start doing weird things in bed, she'll be like, damn, I didn't know you could do the monkey
practice. I think I might just scare away, man.
You
yeah.
could do the monkey on the wall. You've done the monkey on the wall, my brother. You hopped on your own wall.
What?
And left footprints and handprints on the wall.
On the wall?
Yeah.
How?
Like, it's five pumps and it's an orgasm.
God.
I got you, man. Live and direct from the Sex Expo, giving you tips that you need. This is for the world. This is not for us. Remember?
Yeah. And I don't know why people aren't, like, I think the construction, I don't see a lot of black people here. Do you notice that?
What I've noticed about you,
and I think the black people who are here are either working here,
yeah.
like us, or...
I've noticed one thing about the attendance at the Sex Expo. Usually, it doesn't have, that, you know, it's not a million man march, you know what I mean? It's pretty much, you know, cats who understand. Enjoy.
Yeah.
They come in, have a feel, you know. It's really about you expressing your sexual side, you know what I'm saying? And like the fact that you even mentioned black dudes, like the only people here working. We didn't come for work. When they told us we come into work, we
I said, was happy, yeah, I was like,
after
jump,
the
yeah.
show, we're gonna have a
break. After the show, it's gonna be the after party. After the party is gonna be the hotel lobby.
But you see, this is the type of experience you wanna share with, like, you know, whoever you're being intimate with lately.
What, dildos, though? Come on now. Don't you think that's a bit too early? It's early stages to be talking about dildos?
No, but I don't think it's the early stage. I think dildos...
A lot of black women have dildos, though. But they don't talk about it.
And vibrators.
And vibrators. Like, sex toys are a big thing amongst black women.
Because black women are freaky.
Well, am I lying? What do you think about sex toys, black women and sex toys?
I don't know.
You don't know.
That's it?
All you know is okay, the cleaning agents.
We're not going to talk about you, really. And you were just waiting for a chance to bring it back, weren't you?
It's you.
What do you mean it's me?
You're one of those people who...
I always took her out of the equation.
No, you're those people who, like, you get us into a war in Afghanistan, leave us there, and then expect us to win the war and come back. So this has got everything. We were
George
cool.
Bush.
We were just going to have a simple discussion about sexuality, you know. And, you know, next thing it was, oh, so did you see the oh, like, nah, this has gone south.
No, I asked that question in general, and then she answered.
Okay, we need to find, once we get off the show.
What I need to know is, do you, okay, we're not going to talk about you, but you have friends who have sex toys.
Yeah.
No.
None of your friends have sex toys. Come on now.
Do they have men in their lives?
Some do.
Yeah, you see,
so are you saying sex toys are not a big thing amongst? Because you, how many black friends do you have?
One.
A lot of black friends.
A lot of black friends, and none of your black friends have sex toys. Or maybe they just haven't told you that they have sex toys. I've opened up drawers. You know when you're at someone's house,
exactly.
You just open up a drawer and then you're just kind of looking for something with my friends. And oh snap! Okay, I didn't know about that life, but it's all good. I ain't judging.
Honestly,
I've dated people with sex toys. Oh, those black women just went in.
Oh, for real?
They went in, yeah, they went in. can someone call them here? And we want to ask them, like, you know, yeah, like, so like, what's up?
Exactly, that would be very dope. In fact,
George, do you mind asking those two black ladies?
We just want to ask one question.
Like, yo, what's up? No, because seriously, we want to know. We just want to ask the question on Cliff Central. We want to find out, you know, like, how it is. Because Palliser clearly won't tell us. So Kamu just left. He just left. He just went to go call these ladies. But we want to genuinely, and we won't have to mention names, their names or anything, but we genuinely want to find out,
what the feel is around sex toys and women of black descendants. Is that it?
Is that the right word?
I guess.
Mm-hmm. Dory?
I don't think it's necessarily a black or white thing. There are some women who will talk about having sex toys, and there'll be some who don't. And I don't think it's a color thing.
It is, Dory, because it's more prevalent. I'm not saying... I think white women are more... White women are more confident to talk about it. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying the use of them or buying them is a color thing. But being able to express yourself, being able to bring up the conversation and say, yo, babe, I want to buy a sex toy. And it's also a black man thing, because as a black man, I'll be like, yo, what you need a sex toy for? What you need, you know what I mean? What you trying to say about me, though, girl? And bring on that Sylvester Stallone voice. I didn't notice they were this beautiful from afar. Golly.
This is the sex boy, my brother. They're not playing out here. Hey, ladies, quickly introduce yourselves, please.
Yeah, please.
My name is Dee Dee.
And phone number?
what did I do? What did
I do?
Give yourself a chance, my brother.
Hey, yo, T, I'm just playing, baby. I'm just playing. Right here.
I'm Bali.
Okay, so we got Bali and Didi for Didi and Claire.
Yeah, let's get them wear the headphones.
See, I'm good with this.
Y'all want to wear those headphones? It won't mess up your hair. Don't worry about it. They got silk cushioning inside.
Okay. Yeah, they're the expensive ones, not the ones from the Chisanyamas. Don't worry. This is a white people company.
So it's Didi and?
Didi and Bali.
And Bali.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. So, ladies, we have one question. We were talking to Palisa. She was really reluctant to tell us. We work with Palisa. That's our girl. She was reluctant to tell us what is the general feel around sex toys and black women and black people, like
and
in
relationships. So do you
like,
guys
would you, like, would you
do
be
you
able,
get down like that?
Would you be able to tell your dude like, hey babe, I'm getting a sex toy?
Or would you be able during sex to just whip it out and be like,
yeah,
put it over here?
I mean, not during sex, but I mean, I'm open-minded to experiments and with stuff like that.
I suggested to him.
But like a dildo, talking about like dildos?
Any sort of toy,
vibrators.
Like, I personally like the, you know those little Chinese balls? I love the Chinese balls. Have you tried the Chinese balls?
For yourself.
Oh, snap!
I'm not gonna stick Chinese balls. But I'm saying I personally like the effect that Chinese balls have on women. So you can push them all in and pull them out.
You know what? And I agree.
I think that's fun, actually.
I agree with the reason why I've dated people with toys.
Yeah.
And it's an enhancement. You know, it's not gonna make me feel less of a man. Yeah. Because I mean, for me, sex is I'm the type of dude, and I'm not trying to gain any marks on that. You know what I mean?
You just did.
I'll give you reference letters. But now, you know what makes me come is seeing her come,
which is excellent.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Should be the
like
goal.
If I see a woman having a good time, that's what's gonna freak me out. When she throwing up gang signs and her eyes are closed and her stomach.
I think for me the interest comes in the domination of it. I'm a big guy, so I cannot lose a fight. You know. So the tricky part is when you actually start losing the fight very early. And then you start coming up with ideas and stuff. Let me just turn you around. But this is crazy. I mean, like, I wanted to also ask the ladies, coming to the Sexpo, like, what, how did you guys end up knowing about Sexpo coming out here? Like, it's not, you're the first, two really good looking ones that we've seen.
You're the first two who don't look like you're here, who look like you're here to just see what's going on.
Yeah.
As opposed to working. Yeah. I'm sure
you
these ladies
like
are
that.
Something. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You feel like that?
We'll walk around
with you later on so that it feels like it's all of us.
No, actually, we should. Just as soon as we get off the show, if you guys don't mind, we'll join you. If you've been to the Sexpo before, is this your first time?
No, it's her first time.
It's my first time.
Okay. It's my first time, too.
First time as well for him. So we can
any all, sort of sex
yeah,
ball. Like.
We can all just walk around together. You can show us stuff. We can show you stuff as well.
Okay.
We can make it a very
plus
nice...
Plus, we just gotcha.
Sweet. And we can use it as content for part of the show. Plus, you're on a show called No Borders on Cliff Central, and we're live from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. every Friday.
You're live on radio right now. Do you want to give a shout-out to your parents?
Guys. Okay.
Did you tell your boyfriend?
We don't do that. We still do that. Wow.
The question I had was, what about sex in general? Is there talk around sex, like with the dudes? Like, babe, you know what? I would really like if you kind of did this.
Yes.
Or do you just wait for it to happen?
Yes. Well, in an ideal relationship, you want to be open and say what you like and what you don't like so that you're both satisfied.
Yeah,
but then you don't want to feel like you are hurting his ego or what he's doing isn't
don't
right.
Don't have to make an ego.
But
that's all we have left. Yeah.
So brothers ain't got no money.
Yeah, no cars.
No cars. Hey, Ricky, like, Rick, they just took everything. My father just took everything.
It's been a bad season for the brothers.
Wow.
So how would you go about explaining that to your partner? Like, you know, you personally.
Well, you know, if I don't like the way he does something, then, you know,
like
I try.
What?
Like
what specifically?
Like how he goes down on me. Because I feel like that's where guys lack.
For me, I'm
suggesting. Oh, snap. What? That's where we lack.
You suggest
me.
But sadly, you look dangerous. There's something about you that.
She looks naughty.
Yeah, she looks very, very,
I just say she looks naughty. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I am such a good girl. Oh,
no. You're not going to get away with that one here. We've been in the game for a long time.
We've been in the game so long, I can remember all the cramps.
She's straightforward. She's like, nigga, stop biting. Just lick.
Wait. But you know, in terms of going down.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never heard anyone complain.
Jeff, this is not about you.
Wait, hold up. Because all black dudes complain about getting head from black girls. Like, black girls, for them, it's like, okay, I have to do this, but I really don't want to. You see Palace's face?
Palace's face is fine. Like, I can give good head.
I don't think I'm good at giving head.
There you go.
I'm sorry. I'm honest.
Now imagine us and with the view of your parts.
Yes.
Our part is very straightforward. It's just like king.
That's
your
idea,
part
yeah.
has different dimensions and compartments and all sorts of things are coming out and you know what I mean?
I'll
By the
honest.
Time you finish, you gotta go get like a what's it called? Mouthwash. Wipe the beard off.
Wow.
Okay, like, you know.
Excuse us.
Well,
that's why you need to communicate with your girl and talk.
No, I'm saying I don't mind, but I'm just saying you said that when a dude like you said dudes have a problem when they go down, right?
No, but I think
girls have a bigger problem when they're going down.
I think she meant like dudes are just bad at it. We're just not good at it.
There's some guys that are good at it. So speak for yourself.
Come on now.
I'm bad at it.
No. She's talking to Mbali. Like, Mbali, she doesn't know what you're talking about.
Exactly. Mbali, you don't know what you're talking about because we're good at what we do.
You give good hair.
Everywhere. No,
I give good hair.
You see, the thing about it, for me, I enjoy it.
You enjoy it.
I enjoy it.
You see, guys,
I like to see I like to see women vulnerable. Like, it's amazing. And it's the one area.
Dog, like sex. And for me, that's sex. First of all, it's seeing the pleasure.
Yeah.
But the pleasure also does come with the vulnerability.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, girls like to hide their feelings a lot. You know, like to act all cocky, like, you know.
I think guys like to hide their feelings a lot.
Girls feel bad news. How many times do we have to apologize? Babe, I'm sorry, it was
because
me.
Because you're in the wrong.
We're not always.
I wanted to ask you.
Most of the time.
Only time you'll catch them vulnerable is with their panties down.
Exactly.
She will say sorry.
I want to ask him something.
Mm-hmm.
How many times have you been chilling with a girl? Let's say she decides to come over or you call her over and then she does the, stop it. No, don't do that. What are you doing? That's for me.
Wait, what?
Pleasure.
Is this awkward?
Yes, because I can see her wall breaking, you know, slowly. She's like, I've been doing the right thing. Like, nigga, I don't give a fuck.
And then, no, come on. You know, then you hit them with the reverse psychology.
Yeah.
Thinking like, okay, you know, what, my bad. I'm really sorry. And then she's like, no, wait.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Then you know it's a done deal, right?
You know when you go in like at least 5-10 times, and then you're like, no, let's stop.
You know, come on.
Stop for what?
That's when you play the Rocky Balboa soundtrack in the background, and you start, practicing. Like, we're about to go down, homie. It's about to go down.
I think we've overexposed ourselves in terms of how nasty we can be. I like to thank
everyone. No, this is not our fault. This is because of Clear Central.
It's because of Clear Central.
And Sexport. We are not these type of people. Well, all we're trying to do is get ratings. Hello, Ma.
Thank you.
Pops, I'm just trying to get ratings. That's it.
I'm trying to pay
the bills.
That is actually it. And thank you guys for joining us on the show.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for sharing your insights. You didn't actually send any shout-outs. I didn't hear any shout-outs.
I didn't try and shout-out because there are a lot of DDs and Bali's out there. They're like, you know, they won't bring it up.
us. Yeah.
They won't think it's us. But you shout your homie out, like, hey, yo, come on, Petey, what's good? Oh, snap, it is Kessie, man. I knew it.
Okay, so you ladies are going to hang tight for five, or we can always join you at Loveland now.
Okay.
And then you can walk around and you can show us a couple of things that we may have never seen before.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, cool.
Everybody who's listening, yo, Sexpo, Santa Convention Center, today's Friday, tomorrow's open as well. Come through, see what's going on. Visit us at the Cliff Central stand.
Definitely.
Where the cars are in the bar at Loveland.
Okay, we can't mention the exact brands because they didn't pay shit.
Yeah, they didn't pay shit.
So,
but there's a whole lot of liquor.
There's a whole lot of liquor. Exactly. And there's a whole lot of cars because they didn't give us no goddamn car to come.
I want the blue one. You see that blue one?
I think these are actually supposed to be parked.
I can see me and Bali in that car.
Really?
For real, though.
That's crazy. It's getting lit. Yeah.
CliffCentral.com. It's No Borders every Friday, 1 to 2 p.m. Your boy KF and Kamu Piri.
Having an amazing show. What the hell was that?
The pilot was trying to kick us out. Okay, finish off.
No, okay. Just wanted to say hi.
CliffCentral.com.